Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Some years ago, about a half a dozen of us, working at the Navigator headquarters at Glen Eyrie, were called upon to meet in a committee to revise the topical memory system. The one we had been using was made up of 108 verses with 36 topics. We felt that it was too long for the average person to cope with. We wanted to shorten it, to make it a bit more manageable, to encourage more people to complete the entire course. We still wanted it to contain a balanced spiritual diet of the basics of the Christian life. We wanted it to give the facts of the gospel, some of the resources of God upon which a Christian can rely, a challenge to discipleship, a growth in Christ-likeness. We faced a major problem. Which of the 36 topics would we eliminate? The new course would have only 30. We prayed, we thought, we discussed, we asked counsel, we did everything we knew to do. And one by one, there was agreement as to which one should be left out. But here's an amazing thing. There was one topic that we added, which had not been there before, and we added two new verses to cover this topic. Both of them were from the Old Testament, and today's verse is one of the two. It seemed to us that the faithfulness of God was a resource that was so great and so vital that it had to be included. Most of us had experienced the blessing of having this verse written upon the table of our hearts. It was our prayer that thousands of Christians would experience the same strength and comfort that we had found in this word from God. One of the prime means we can rely upon God's faithfulness is that he is not a man. He is unchangeable. James tells us that with him there is no variation, neither shadow of turning. The Bible also says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Men change their minds and break their word. God does neither. He never recalls his promises. Although the Bible was written thousands of years ago, the promises are as true today as they were the day they were written. When God wanted to show the heirs of his promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Christian, your faith is based upon the sure word of God. This is the word which liveth and abideth forever. God has given us promises in his word concerning the things we need in daily experience. Believe God. Take him at his word. God is faithful. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.